Bobarino?
Bobarino, what's up with that?
I don't. I just felt like saying it.
Yeah.
What? Where? What? What's going on?
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Give me drugs. Give me drugs.
Nah, nothing. What's going on with you?
I spent Saturday night in your room.
In the emergency room?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Young Miles Jr. took a tumble down some stairs and required 7 stitches in his head.
Oh, my God.
That's not funny. Quit laughing. That's not the funny part.
I think it's funny because I can, you know, Miles Jr., don't go by the stairs. Oh, my. You know, kind of your...
Are you saying something about my parenting skills that my eyes would be watching my son?
You kind of watch him, but it's usually out of the corner of your eye, so. Yes, I'm watching him and the television.
I couldn't watch my son and the real world at the same time, so.
And I'm looking at a Playboy, and I'm eating some ice cream. You are the epitome of the multitasking father.
Thank you. Thank you.
So he took a tumble and required 7 stitches.
Yeah, it looks like he had a third eye coming on, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Got this big gap in his forehead. It's right at his eyebrow line.
How many stairs?
A full flight. Of wooden...
Like 10 stairs?
at least. Wooden stairs.
You sure this wasn't a cry for help?
I don't know what it was. He had a concussion, though.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. So
where was your wife during all this?
She was busy kibitzing with the in-laws there.
Your in-laws?
No, I mean her family was my in-laws.
Oh, your in-laws. Okay.
So we jump in the family truckster and go to the local hospital here in Iowa.
Yeah.
And, of course, your poor kid's bleeding to death while you're filling out insurance papers. And
Yeah.
And we got into a room right at, well, I don't know if you could call it a room. It's like a big room, but it's sectioned off with curtains.
Yeah, it's kind of the waiting room or something.
Yeah, we got in there right away, but then waiting room was a good name for it.
Because you waited again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're there, and to the left of us, there's some person like on a monitor. You can hear all these beeps and stuff, you know, beep, beep, beep.
Okay.
And there's a couple guys working on them, doing something. All of a sudden, you hear something glass break, and someone says, "Oh, shit." And then you hear, like, a bunch of, like, muffled, like, cursing, like, you know, "Oh, damn it, shit," you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, you know, uh-oh, what's this all about, you know?
Did you keep hearing the beep, beep?
Yeah, the monitor's really going nuts. Beep, 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 beep. No, I don't know what it was, but I was getting scared, right?
Why would you be scared?
I didn't know if I was going to code right there or what.
You going to what?
Going to code.
Oh, he's going to die there?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is going to come walking up, you know, and touch you on the shoulder and make you feel good. It'll be all right. We're going to go make a John Woo movie.
So that got over with. And then to the right of us.
Did somebody come clean the glass up?
Pardon me?
Did somebody come clean the broken glass up?
No, I don't know. I guess they cleaned it up, but it was just funny hearing all this cursing going on. You know,
because, you know, if I would have been there, I would have had to clean the damn glass up. Go ahead.
I don't know. So on the other side of us, they bring in this drunk, right?
Okay.
And they're trying to get the guy undressed, and he's really being unruly. He's like, "Oh, yeah, right, you know, I'm not taking off my shirt. All right, I'll take off my shirt." He's like, "What? You're not going to take off my britches?"
My breeches.
My britches. You're not taking my britches. So the nurses are trying to talk him into it, and he's like, "You're trying to rape me."
Oh.
He's like, "This is every guy's fantasy, I know, but you guys are draping me."
Wait a minute. Now, you weren't the drunk, were you?
No, I was not the drunk. I was not envious or anything. This guy had been beaten with, like, 2x4s or something. I don't know what.
Oh, my God.
But he actually, we saw it. He had, like, red marks all over his body.
Oh, interesting.
But it was just an interesting night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So how's Miles?
He's fine. He snapped out of his coma, not a coma.
Michael Jackson's child or something?
No. He, his concussion.
Yeah.
He snapped out of it by saying chocolate milk.
Oh, really?
His favorite drink.
His favorite drink, chocolate milk.
All of a sudden, he's like, chocolate milk? So I knew he was okay. So now he's got seven stitches right in his right eyebrow.
So there, all the kids are calling him Frankenstein, or what?
Well, we've been keeping them down in the basement locked up, so no one has... No, just kidding.
Chained to the wall with a big gallon jug of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And when you get done drinking it, you can pee in it. Well, you know, I have a similar story, but I didn't end up in the emergency room.
Uh-oh.
I think my wife's trying to kill me.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have dinner. We're fixing dinner. It's kind of a usual night here, And we get those prepared bags of lettuce, salad, you know, for the people who are so lazy they can't even cut up iceberg lettuce and carrots.
Right.
And I think there's red cabbage in there. Have you ever seen a red cabbage in the store? I don't think I've ever seen red cabbage
no.
in the store.
Is this from Schnucks?
Yeah, from Schnucks.
Okay.
You're down here in St. Louis.
Give them a plug.
Yeah, I have, you know... I've never seen red cabbage, but it gets into that stuff, so that's why I buy it, because you just can't get red cabbage. That's my excuse for being so lazy.
Right.
We have two bags of this stuff, and one's an older bag, and one is a brand new bag.
Uh-huh.
You know, weekly thing, so one's from last week, one's this week. So I nonchalantly say we should get rid of that old bag, because it was looking pretty wilty and everything.
Right.
It was kind of looking like... I don't know if you remember when Burger King had the salad bar.
Oh, yeah.
It was looking like the Burger King salad bar because nobody ever ate it, you know, so it was kind of nappy looking and kind of slimy. So we get down to eat, and so I'm digging into this salad,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, you know, did you put something on this? This tastes funny.
Uh-oh.
Because I thought, I don't like salad dressing, and I thought she put some oil and vinegar or something on it.
Was it white and salty?
Not, no, but it was slimy, like, you know, oil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you put, you know, did I get you, you know, I don't like anything. And she likes dressing. And I go, did you put dressing on this or what, you know, what? She's like, oh, I thought you should get rid of the old salad. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, is yours new salad? No. So she didn't eat any hers, though, but, man, that was, I'd never tasted anything like that, and I couldn't shake it.
So, wait, she misinterpreted it as get rid of it, meaning eat it.
Yeah, eat it, you know. I just wanted to throw it in the garbage. It looked gross.
So how old do you think the salad was that you ate?
It was only about a week and a half or
something. Oh, a week and a half for all that
stuff. I know, but that stuff, you know, it's like, you might as well have been, you know, rawhide sitting out in the sun in the desert or something. It was... Except it was more like somebody dunked it in a Louisiana swamp and then served it up. I mean, they didn't even eat crap like that on the Nautilus, Captain Nemo's boat. It was gross. And then tonight, as a topper, this is, you know, a couple nights ago. Tonight, I go to get a root beer. I like Fitz's Root Beer here in town. It's a local place. And we got a six-pack of Fitz's Root Beer. And I drank four of them. There's only two left.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Well, not...
Are you diabetic?
Not tonight. Over the course of the last couple of weeks. It's kind of a treat thing. And so I go to get one, you know, and I start drinking it. And I'm like, you know, this is like the worst root beer I've ever tasted.
Right.
And I take another drink, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with this? I take a look. It's cream soda. Now... Only time I can ever remember seeing cream soda within, you know, my reach was my mother. She loved cream soda.
Do they still sell that?
Well, they do because somebody switched out the bottles. They make a cream soda by Fitz's, but and they switched out two of the bottles and put cream soda in them. And I just, oh my God, it tasted like sweaty snot. It was disgusting. I don't know what the deal was.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if you've ever, like, I don't know, had a cold and had to work, and you suck down this big hunkering piece of sweaty snot into your throat. That's just like drinking cream soda.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was gross. So I think she's trying to poison me. I think she slipped in the cream soda as well. I bet you that salad was covered in cream soda. So, yeah, that's my bit.
Oh.
Well, I hope Miles Jr. does good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Is he going to recuperate?
Yeah.
Well, now he won't be able to drink as much in college because he already knocked out some brain cells there.
That's true.
You have to tell him to cut back on the hooch there whenever he gets into undergrad, gets freshman year there.
No, he's fine.